Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about Texas Governor Rick Perry's mugshot. Or to be more precise, his smug shot. In the booking photo, the guy is grinning like a Cheshire cat who just cleaned out the canary department of PetSmart. Perry was indicted on two federal counts of abuse of power, which, for a politician, is real similar to being accused of breathing through their mouth. No big deal. He's smirking because he knows there's a better chance of being struck by lightning, holding Charlize Theron's purse full of winning Powerball tickets, than being convicted, and is wearing the charges as a loud red badge of partisan courage, counting on the controversy to jumpstart his rekindled presidential aspirations. Proving, once again, there is no bad publicity. These days, it's all about getting on TV. Further evidenced by the NFL trying to charge musical acts to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. That's right. The three finalists, Katy Perry, Coldplay, and Rihanna, have each been asked to pony up for the privilege of performing and to kick back a slice of their concert tour following the show. A better solution would be to pay we spectators to watch the overproduced lip-synced extravaganza. The Weather Channel has a new reality show called Three Fat Guys in the Woods, which is exactly what it purports to be. Anybody can be a star. Andy Warhol's future has arrived. Everyone will be famous for 15 minutes. You don't have to be talented or accomplished. Just get your name and face out there. Kim Kardashian's new iPhone app is expected to make over $100 million this year. The goal of the game is to do anything and everything to become famous. It's all about exposure. Of course, in the Midwest, we were taught you can die from exposure. And it couldn't happen to a nicer couple than Rick Perry and Kim Kardashian. And three fat guys in the woods. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.